You're a representative, as long as you're representative, that's your attorney. You speak through your attorney. You don't speak to the court unless your attorney requests the court to consult. So I will deny you the opportunity to speak to the court at any time. But I'm not going to allow you to interrupt these proceedings because you feel like you want to say something to that court without your attorney. That's against the court rules. Next, very simple. Motion to grant.
On the unsolicited affidavit?
Yes.
So, Your Honor, we're here again. Obviously, we had been before the general magistrate in November. Exceptions were taken. We came before Your Honor on April 28th. And Your Honor upheld the exception, denied the exceptions, and entered an order of enforcement compelling the respondent to immediately and fully comply with paragraph 9 of the final judgment in 2010. Filed an affidavit along with my motion for an order to show cause, indicating I had reached out to counsel three times by email, trying to appoint appraisers and otherwise communicate with the realtor. He ignored my emails, as I said out of my affidavit. It doesn't appear that Ms. Gonzalez, especially with the recent flurry of filings that she's had and trying to remove the case, trying to refuse Your Honor twice, is going to comply with this court's order. And I think we're going to have to hear from her first, obviously. We're going to have to put in place a procedure to compel her to comply. And whether that's incarceration, or whether that's the appointment of the receiver, or leading the property over to Mr. Wickbold to ensure that the sale goes through, there has to be some insurance of compliance, because she's made it very clear that she has not and will not comply with this court's final judgment, despite repeated motions for enforcement and contempt, and this court's clear order that she was to comply immediately in court. And each time Ms. Gonzalez files a new filing, I have to review it, I have to research it, I have to oppose it. She's cost us a lot of legal as well as judicial resources, unnecessarily and frivolously, I would say. And I think sanctions are appropriate at this point. Finally, we've moved for sanctions three times now, and contempt. Dr. Wickbold has to pay me for my time, and she's wasting, of course, and my time with her non-compliance. And her non-compliance is deliberate and low. She's continuously disregarding this court's final judgment and prior orders. And she needs to be held accountable for that.
First, I'd like to point out to the court that notwithstanding the amount of time that has transpired since the final judgment was entered, there have been proper filings by myself on behalf of Ms. Gonzalez. We've had a hearing before the magistrate twice. The exceptions were filed timely in an appropriate manner. The only delay that was caused is the transcript. The only reason there was a delay in having a hearing that we finally had on April 28th. And so Ms. Gonzalez's failure to abide by the original final judgment that was entered July of 2013 is in no way contumacious. In fact, it was all following proper legal procedures, notwithstanding the fact that the magistrate and ultimately Your Honor ruled against my arguments. They were valid arguments that were made in good faith. And the losing of a hearing, the losing of a motion, does not constitute contumacious conduct by Eastern Dallas. So the time since the Your Honor entered the last order, which May 7th was the date that the order was entered. I received on the 3rd, that the decision was set. That was the order that was set for the first time, for the first time, at the time schedule. I would point out to the court that in the order that Your Honor entered on May 2nd, that although it does say that the former wife is ordered to comply with the terms of the final judgment immediately, the final judgment itself doesn't set out any specific time frame, except that it says that, two things. It says that, I'm sorry, as far as the time frame, it states that if the parties are unable to agree to the realtor within 10 days, then the court appoints Mr. Rose as the realtor. So clearly the parties haven't agreed, and so therefore Mr. Rose is the realtor. There's no question about that. And while the order is otherwise clear as to what action is to be taken, as far as Mr. Aragon arguing that was involved in a continuing district relationship before the next system act, correct? That she has through council filed valid motions, she made those motions, February 2014, that stated that the property was the homestead prior to the time that the final judgment was entered. That was based on my argument. My reading of the statute, the case law, and the Constitution allowed me to make that argument, notwithstanding the fact that Your Honor ruled against me on that argument. That was Your Honor's rule, I understand. But until that time, there is no conduct by Ms. Gonzalez that could possibly be considered the fact that this court's orders, because until Your Honor's order of May 2nd, those things were not final, because they were still being validly litigated. And the fact that we filed motions to protect her rights as I believe that it could be does not constitute contentious conduct by Ms. Gonzalez under any circumstances. Now, it's submitted to the court that notwithstanding that any court order obviously should be followed by the court, followed by the parties, that when Your Honor entered the May 2nd order, it didn't contain a deadline for Ms. Gonzalez to know exactly that this is the date by which if she doesn't comply, she could be in violation of the court order. So, and it's her conduct was not intended to disregard the court order, but in an attempt to protect her rights, as you can see from the filings that she made, she attempted to discharge me. She was doing what she honestly believed, were within her rights based on where she understood the homestead protection to be. And even if Your Honor has ruled that she was mistaken, that's very different from willfully disregarding the court order. And that's not what she's done. She's not willfully disregarding the order, Your Honor. She disagrees with the order, frankly. I disagree with her respectfully. But I understand that when the court enters an order, it has its validity, you're required to obey the order. I would only submit to the court that as far as holding in contempt today, that there is no basis for holding in contempt for failing to take any action that's not specifically delineated as far as the time frame. I think the action is clearly stated in the order.
How do I correct this problem? And how do I get somebody to act on my order?
Well, in good faith, Your Honor, my suggestion to the court respectfully would be to enter an order with a specific deadline, with specific statements of what the court is requiring Ms. Gonzalez to do by that deadline, so that she have a clear understanding that this is what you're requiring her to do, and that she has to go forward with the order at that time. At this time, when I'm hearing on this one.
What has she done to comply with the second order after this day?
I don't know that she's done anything specifically to comply with the order yet. Of course the order means something, right? It's a valid order by the court, and it should be okay. My only point that I was trying to make to the court is that without a time limit, that she can't be held in contempt by not performing, not abiding by the order within a specific time. Without her understanding that she has. I'm sorry, Your Honor?
What would be your reason? What would be your excuse to ignore it? Because it doesn't have a deadline.
As I stated before, Your Honor, Ms. Gonzalez had a genuine belief that she had a right to protect her homestead, that she believed that even if incorrectly based on the honest view, she believed that she had the right to file the affidavit she tried to file, that to file the affidavit she filed in an attempt to protect her homestead. It wasn't a disregard of the court's order, it was she believed, even if incorrectly, was a valid attempt to correct what she believed was a wrong order. Not because she felt that she if she had done absolutely nothing, and even if we know as legal practitioners that we know that there are the procedures that should be followed and the basis for motion to comply, but her action is actually contrary to what Mr. Arizona directed her to do. I would say that respectfully that her actions show that she was not ignoring the court's order, but was doing what she thought she could, what she thought she best was able to do in order to change the order, not to ignore the order. She may have been misguided, she may have been incorrect in the manner in which she was trying to do it, but it shows that she had a genuine belief that she had to do something to correct what she believed was in the order, not just simply ignore the order and do nothing, because she's done many things. None of that affected based on the honest order. And I'm not arguing that it should have been affected, I'm just arguing to the court that it shows her intention to go through the legal procedure to try to fix what she believes is an incorrect order. That's very different from ignoring the court.
Your Honor, the final judgment does have not date frame, but time frame. It says the property shall be sold as soon as possible. It says the property shall immediately be listed on MLS service. And then gives the parties 10 days to agree. Your order says she's to immediately comply with this order. She has disregarded that since May 2nd at a minimum. All your witnesses.
Wrong that for evidence.
Well, Mr. Dollar.
And have you know your police exactly. Raise your right hand for me, please. You solemnly swear affirm the evidence you're about to give is the truth. No, you're nothing but the truth.
I do.
Mr. Thomas, you're aware of the final judgment entered by Judge Harrison in this matter on August 5th, 2013. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And you appealed that final judgment with the 4th District Court of Appeals, correct?
Yes, I do.
And the court per curiam affirmed the final judgment, isn't that right?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
And the court affirmed the final judgment, is that correct?
I am not quite, I know that it was denied, but I understand that they did not really gave the reason why it was denied. It was just denied after a year and a half.
You lost it.
I'm not resolved, yes.
And that was confirmed by the 4th DCA on May 14th, 2015, is that correct?
I'm not quite sure of the date, sir.
I tell you that, do you have any reason to doubt that that's true?
I have many reasons to doubt that it's true because you have lied constantly, consistently
Your
Honor. About me.
It's real simple. You're aware of the fact that the 4th District Court of Appeals denied your appeal.
Yes.
And therefore, now it became the law of the land to follow the order. Did you understand that?
I understand that, Your
Honor. And that came down when?
May 15th, 2015.
All right. Over a year ago, the 4th District Court said, your position is incorrect. And when I say that, because of the denial, you understood that. All right, now, aside from that, what else you got?
And then you're aware that the petitioner filed a motion to enforce the final judgment and hold you in contempt of court shortly after the affirmance by the 4th DCA?
If you don't mention the date, I wouldn't know. I know that I was required to appear last year in November in front of a magistrate. And I was told that I was going to give the opportunity to sit on a stand and testify.
Who told you that now?
The magistrate.
Okay.
In front of you. And also I had witnesses that I had brought in all my documents to prove that my property, my residence is my home and is my homestead. And you have consistently accused me of being fraudulent and accused me of not having my property legally homestead, and that is false. And I, Your Honor, that's all I wanted to prove. I've been in my property since 2011, and that's all I wanted for this court to know, that I didn't lie. I lived in my property when I moved back in my property in 2011, I had my ACP, which I still do, and I moved there. That has been my homestead exemption, my homestead, my home, my premarital property that I went back to, and I was, because of the ACP and my case. But I just wanted to, Your Honor.
My point is this, real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to take a position. But when you've been ruled against because your position, because of the factual differences that may come in at a hearing, and the court has to make a determination whether or not you're being truthful, correct, and legally correct. And you've been found that that wasn't truthful. It wasn't legally correct. You've taken all of the appeals. You have stalled this proceeding for almost 2 years from going forward and being final. there must be finality in the court. Do you understand that?
I understand that, but you also need to understand.
At what point do you say, I give up, I'm going to follow the law?
Your Honor.
At what point do you do that?
Your Honor, please, if you would.
When are you going to follow the law?
If you would let me speak and respond to you, I have never been allowed to testify, not in my trial, not during the hearing with the magistrate. I only wanted the court to know the truth. If I had been found to be untruthful, it's based on the lies from this man, Mr. Aragona. I have never lied to the court. My home is my homestead. I firmly assert to that. And I believe that I have the right to protect it and to keep my home. That's a primary home. It is listed. Why is it that the court is not allowing me to present this evidence? It's beyond me. I know, Your Honor, that during the trial, I know that this is something that you consider the past, but it's actually what is ruling right now. It's whatever happened in 2013 during my divorce. I did not have, as you know, I did not have an attorney. I did not have a proper legal counsel. And I was not allowed to testify. My witnesses were not allowed to testify, Your Honor. It seemed like the court is not interested in what I have to say, but it's the truth. I
didn't preside over that. Another very distinguished judge, a senior judge, that has probably 40 years of experience presided over that. He has an impeccable reputation in this division. Now mind you, that doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. And that's why we have the 4th District Court of Appeals. They're kind of our backstop. They're there to make sure that what we do is the correct decision. And you had that opportunity to have that review. You lost it. It's done. And when that's over, then that is the rule of law. And as a consequence, only thing I can do subsequent to that is enforce the rule of law. And when I see people, irrespective of their intent, whether they be good, ill, or misguided, not following that, then I'm left with very little alternatives. I either have to grant sanctions, or I have to take even more serious action. And I don't like doing that, especially in this type of arena, okay? But the fact of the matter is, we have gone through this whole process. And this has to be adhered to. The law is the law. I don't make it up. I just follow it. And the rule of the case has been decided. Now, what are you doing in order to comply with my consent? That's what I want to know. What are you doing?
I have been trying to show you that my homestead, which Mr. Aragona persists.
I've already ruled on that. That's already been ruled. It's not.
But it's the truth, Your Honor.
I don't care. It doesn't make
you don't care about the truth?
No, I don't care what you say, because your credibility is very much at issue. What I have seen is a pattern over the last couple of years, even the last motions, to be tenuous at best.
Why is that, Your Honor?
They appear to appear to this court is that you're making every attempt to forestall the ruling and the enforcement of these proceedings, not based upon good legal grounds, but based upon your personal, either personal vendetta or personal desperate attempt to fail and to not comply with the court order. Now, I'm asking you very simple, ma'am, because I don't want a sanction. I haven't one. I've given up. I've been very patient with you. What have you done to comply with the May 2nd order?
As I said earlier, I believe that I am right, that this is my homestead, Your Honor, and I have tried to prove it to you.
So what? There's been a decision based upon equitable distribution, whether it's your homestead or not. What difference does it make?
I believe that if it's my homestead, it should be protected. My property should be protected.
You're wrong. The courts have ruled that you're wrong. Period.
Why is it wrong?
You're not protected.
By the homestead?
When are you going to accept it?
Your Honor.
Are you telling me never?
No, I said, Your Honor, let me just add something to you. It's not that I'm being controversial or that I just want to upset you in the court of law. I'm just trying, no, but please let me finish.
I get upset with people who don't follow the law. That's all I get upset with.
But I am trying to follow the law because I think, I believe that whatever happened, and I know that it's been ruled wrongly during the divorce, I have an ACP, which an address confidentiality, program. And when I tried to, when Mr. Aragona was forcing me to say my address, I tried to show that, Your Honor, I did not know that Mr. Aragona had filed a suit against me or that they were after my property. I was trying to protect my property because that's what the place where I was hiding from my husband since I left him. So I acted in good faith. I don't know why you have this belief that I have been untruthful, but I have not, Your Honor. This is all my truth, and all I wanted to prove to you is that I was hiding from my husband. I had an ACP, and the information that I gave was misconstrued. I was only trying to protect my safety, my property, and my life. And when that happened, that they accused me of not having a homestead, first of all, I couldn't believe that the court or Mr. Aragona would say that, because I knew that I had a homestead. Recently, when I filed, and I actually corrected the affidavit that was filed by my attorney on my behalf in February of 2014, the legal description was typed erroneously. And I truly believe, Your Honor, that was the reason why the court would not believe me. Because I know that I live there, I know that I have an ACP, I know that I live in my property and that I do have a homestead. So then, by checking all my documents, I also realized that in the final judgment, even the legal description of my property, and Mr. Aragona made it as an exhibit 4 in one of his claims, that property did not have a homestead. And the legal description is totally erroneous. So I, under that knowledge, under that found knowledge, I tried to prove to you that this is my homestead. And I filed, this is the latest filing that I did, with the proper legal description of the property, Your Honor, so that you realize that I'm not being fraudulent, that's far from the truth, Your Honor, that I've been truthful. And it seems like there was a typo. If that's what you believe, or that if that's what Mr. Aragona believe, it's not my fault. It's a total different description of my property. If you're basing your... I'm just trying to explain, Your Honor, my...
Do you have any intent, as we sit here today, to comply with the final judgment and the court's May 2nd order in selling the Miramar property?
I don't. I cannot sign any document to sell my property because I do believe, I'm sorry, I have to read this. I wrote it. Just one moment, please. I do believe that the court is exceeding its jurisdiction. I don't think that the court is acting illegally by denying my absolute right, first, to discharge my attorney at any time, for cause or no cause. I would not sign any document or agree to anything regarding my home and my homestead that is protected by it. It's protected by my homestead. I would be appealing this court and moving for a writ of prohibition, if necessary, for exceeding this its jurisdiction. I do not feel that I'm in contempt, and I have good faith basis to believe I'm correct in asserting my rights, Your Honor. I'm entitled to a continuance and a stay to get an attorney as you're threatening civil or criminal actions against me, and I'm entitled to an attorney.
First of all, we can put her in jail until she complies. But that's a problem.
I'm going to give her an opportunity to purge herself. I can't do that.
And that's a problem anyway, because we have a lot of steps in the process of selling the car.
I mean, what it is that you want to do, sir,
to transfer the property to Mr. Whipple.
Don't transfer property like that, but I can do it because I can. I do the bill and have some. We've got to be able to do the property.
We do. Mr. David Rose. The third option, which I think Your Honor is more inclined to.
Who's in possession of the property right now?
Ms. Gonzalez.
It's my premarital home, Your Honor.
I think we should appoint a commissioner or receiver to execute real estate documents with the authority of the court and execute sales contracts and a listing agreement and consummate the sale. Right. But then we have another problem, Your Honor, because even if we appoint a commissioner or a receiver, we need access to the property. And we could ask Ms. Gonzalez if she'll allow access, but I believe she will not. So then you're going to need a break order so that the police can enter the property with the appraiser and then allow the realtor access to the property to show her. Even though what I understand is the case of the disposal, and I'm not sure how Your Honor wants to speak or how you're going to do that, I could want to get the property sold as soon as the final judgment.
I guess my position is, Your Honor, that she should be given a chance to obey the order before any of the suggested remedies that Mr. Donovan has put forth be instituted in order to give her the opportunity to reconsider her position and obey the court's order. If that's not done, certainly the transfer of property, Your Honor, is not appropriate. Probably you still have all the time about not parties agreeing to the sale, such as, for example, a partition action. Some ways similar to that, the property before it sold. I don't really know what else to do to that.
I agree.
Preparation was 4 hours, attendance was about 2 hours.
It's 4 hours of preparation.
I was doing legal research regarding the rules of contempt. What the court would be able to do, as we just had this discussion, I was doing 3 hours, 2 hours.
You got punishment, friend. That reason it's quiet.
And 1 hour attendance.
4 hours, which you have an individual request of anything.
$350. Does Your Honor wish to proceed as far as appointing a receiver, holding her in contempt, and then appointing a receiver to consummate the sale?
You've got somebody in mind?
I don't know offhand, but I can certainly research, or if the court has someone in mind.
I don't have anybody in mind.
I would do that work with you.
If you need somebody with receivers, that's your property.
And what about
the house? Is it been put up for listing?
It's not. She wants to sign a listing agreement. And I have a listing agreement right here, Your Honor, executed by the real estate. She can show something to anybody, you sign that.
You sign that, yeah.
Your Honor, would you give me, no, I wouldn't sign it right away, but I, you know, I don't know,
If I may, this would be perfect, there are 24 hours allowing me to review the premium, tell them that it's the same premium, what it comes up, tell them that it's the same premium, the premium's 70%.
It is standard, I can do that in 23 hours, it's fairly short, it's three pages.
It has 24 hours, at which time she fails to research, she's to be incarcerated until she's been incarcerated.
Yes, Your Honor.
Going to jail to be on my body.
I understand.
At that particular stage. That's something I'm happy to do. That's something I want to do. But you don't force me to do any other option.
And Your Honor, what about access to the property? We're going to just have to originally come to it. I would like to have a break order so that the police can come in and get access to the property if you don't allow it.
I think what we need is some kind of wording that your failure to comply is going to be incarcerated.
Okay. And so that would include failure to allow access to the property.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do anything else?